this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. In this episode, the penultimate edition of the series for this year, we're joined by Bill Brandle, Country Chief Executive for Ingram Micro Canada. As usual, we'll discuss some of the high points of the year of 2018, including awards recognition and new vendors brought on board. We'll touch on several business units as well, including its new security unit, the ever-growing cloud business, and what Brandle calls an overlooked part of the industry, IT asset disposition, a new opportunity for Ingram. We'll also get Bill's thoughts on the business in 2019, as well as the perception of the mood in the channel early in the year. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. My chat with Bill Brandle. Bill, thanks for taking the time.
Sure thing.
To pick up from where we were in the video, let's talk a little bit about the year that was 2018 and some of the areas that sort of led that that record year that you described.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. You know, to me, I had highlighted that we had won a lot of awards last year, and you know, that's the way we kind of measure: are we showing up, and are we being recognized for the changes that we're making, right? Mm-hmm. So, as an example, we won in Canada. We won the Americas Distributor of the Year Award for Cisco. Mm-hmm. We won the McAfee Distributor of the Year Award for North America. We won the Dell EMC Global Distributor of the Year, VMware America's Distributor Partner of the Year. And then when you think of, and you look, you take a look at some of the innovative things that we're doing, right? Canada won the Intel Innovation Award for North America for our IoT solutions. And then you have our third consecutive year for Insights Distribution Partner of the Year. Mm-hmm. So our partners are recognizing how we're showing up.
Right on.
And CDW, we were awarded three specific awards from CDW, which we're very proud of. And it was Outstanding Inside Support Team, Field Rep. Our Outstanding Field Rep won for 5 years straight. And we won our second year in a row as their Distribution Partner of the Year. So all accomplishments that we are very proud of, and believe that we are truly showing up different.
All right, great. In terms of technologies, what sort of led the way? What were the highlights, and were there any surprises in terms of 2018?
No, I think there was the highlights for me, as I had said in the video, was you know, security has been a focus of ours for some time. Mm-hmm. Right? It's been a focus of the industry for a long time. So I think onboarding Palo Alto was kind of a big deal for us.
Sure.
It was an area that we were not participating in the past, and I think that vote of confidence that we are changing and really evolving in the advanced solution space and around the data center, I think are great opportunities for us, not only from last year, but really moving into the future.
All right. As you mentioned, security has obviously always been a focus, always been something you sold, but you've really kind of put a practice-building kind of approach around it over the last, I'd say, 18 months,
yes.
2 years.
Yes.
Is that, where are we at in that evolution, and where do you see that going in terms of how Ingram approaches the security practice?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, for us, it's really simple, right? Security is a very complex area. So where there's complexity, that's really where I believe that we need to start to come in and provide value, mm-hmm. right? Because we have to remove cost and complexity from this channel that we play in. And that's really, I believe that's our role, is to help remove those costs and complexities. So for me, security really, really comes down to, you know, as companies are looking for how they're going to secure their end customers' environments, there's no one player that really stands out that can do everything. Mm-hmm. So it's about building a network, a fabric of security that really protects a customer's environment from all different types of attacks and threats. Mm-hmm. So our practice is really around taking those best-of-breed solutions, working closely with the manufacturer partners to develop solutions that make sense for the partners that are serving our communities, mm-hmm. And then providing that dedicated support, both technically and from a selling motion perspective. And so we've been investing a lot in infrastructure, in resources, in certifications to be able to deliver that in a comprehensive way.
All right. Cloud, obviously another very important business for Ingram, has been for, well, I guess we're coming up on Cloud Summit 10, aren't we? So
yes.
Nearly a decade of focus and then size before that, which kind of led into that.
Yeah.
How have you seen the conversation with partners around cloud evolve over the course of 2018?
It has probably been one of the most exciting conversations I've had.
Yeah.
It has been one of the most exciting transformations I've been able to experience. You know, I've been in this industry for 21 years. Mm-hmm. This is the most fun I've had in this industry, because it really changes, cloud really changes the game. Ingram, as you know, has made a significant investment in building a world-class automated cloud platform, right? That we've called Cloud Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe so strongly in its performance and how it's been managing and being able to onboard not only the vendors, but help our customers simplify the cloud, that we now have that as its own platform and are selling it in the marketplace, right?
Yeah.
And we're having tremendous conversations, right? It's changing the dialogue when you can walk into a company's environment and say, we have a solution that can help simplify your digital transformation, and as you continue your journey into the cloud, give you a platform to be able to build your services and your capabilities on, tying into the best of what Ingram has to offer. So just being able to have that conversation is something we've never been able to do before.
Right.
And I'm excited about it. And it doesn't have to be the full-blown Cloud Blue solution that you go today and purchase and put in your environment.
Right, one doesn't have to.
It is an evolution.
Yeah.
Right? So today we have a marketplace that you are fully able to take advantage of to help automate, to help aggregate, and to help simplify your offerings. As you continue to grow and evolve, that's when Cloud Blue becomes a more, really interesting opportunity.
Mm.
And it's going to change the story.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it already has for a lot of partners, and certainly for Ingram and its role in distribution as well.
Yeah.
ITAD is an interesting business, and we focused on that with Keith in a recent episode of the podcast. But I want to get your thoughts on it, kind of, and how you think of that, because it has seemed like it's a growing space and a space you're putting some focus on. But is this sort of becoming a key part of Ingram's value to the market?
It is. I will tell you right now, this is probably, again, an area that has been overlooked, at least from my lens, really, mm-hmm. in the industry. It's something that we all have to take very seriously. As we see how technology is being consumed,
mm-hmm.
okay, we see the as-a-service model starting to really take off.
Yep.
Well, it's going to force companies to be able to bring new products to market, take old products out much sooner than they used to do, right? Mm. Much sooner than previously, right? You could put a laptop in and it would last 3-4 years, right?
Right. There's no longer that what's the word I'm looking for? That
longevity of the device.
There's no longer that impetus to keep it around longer because
exactly.
it's a monthly payment, so hey, might as well get the new stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so with the as a service model now, you're swapping hardware out at a more accelerated rate, maybe 18 months. To be more specific. So being able to bring products into market is great, and it's a skill that we've been able to do and absolutely excelled at for 30 plus years. But being able to take them back out, refurbish, and then be able to manage on the back end so that we can continue this evolution of the new products coming in,
mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a key area of ours. And it already has been, and we're going to continue to double down. You may remember we launched a new facility out west.
Yes.
From ITAD. We did a little press release on that, and it's grown tremendously for us. Mm-hmm. So it's an area that we will continue to invest in. You'll see more on that as the years go by here.
Do you feel like we're at the point yet where the average Ingram partner who's ordering products from Ingram or transacting subscriptions through the cloud engine that fully understands what you're doing with ITAD, or is that still sort of in maybe not quite best kept secret territory, but still an area to grow awareness?
Yeah, I will tell you, this is the one thing we beat ourselves up about a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Is that we don't do a good job of telling people what we're doing. We do all this great stuff, and then we like to just kind of just assume everybody knows what we're doing, right? we're going to change that, and we're going to really get out in front of it, because like you're saying, I think it's an area that most partners don't know we play in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an area that we have to put some focus and some dedication around. So you will see us show up in a big way from an ITAD perspective. And again, the industry is driving this change, right? The way the way IT is being consumed, the way it's being purchased, and it's all changing. The entire process is changing. So we have to get out in front of that, make sure we're messaging to our partners, and help them see the opportunities as well. Because I'm sure many of them are looking for partners to help as their end customers evolve, right? And are asking for these types of services.
Mm-hmm. Want to get your thoughts on 2019. You know, we've talked about sort of the technology areas and where you're focusing, but what's your overall feel for where the market's at from your perspective as we're a month into 2019?
No, that's a great question. We're looking for another really good growth year for Ingram. We believe that the industry, what we're seeing right now at least, is that it's still very strong. Obviously, we're always looking at the global picture and looking at the economy to understand kind of what headwinds we may face. However, I do believe that there is a need and a constant driver for companies to continue to evolve in order to remain competitive. So I think that technology is a great way to help remove costs for many companies to give them a competitive advantage. So I see this industry as being one that will continue to grow. Mm-hmm. We feel very confident about that this year. The main thing will be keeping an eye on what happens globally with the economy, right? Because we do see some potential challenges there that we'll have to overcome.
And on the same note, obviously you talk to partners a lot. In this early part of 2019, how do you find partners are feeling about their prospects and their business for 2019? Do you find there's an optimism, there's a sense of growth, or just where, I acknowledge there's going to be a bunch of partners in a bunch of different places in a continuum from start to finish, but sort of level set, what's the mood in the channel?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've had a number of meetings, really, from the beginning of January to today, believe it or not, I've met with many partners and across a lot of different segments. Mm-hmm. So far, it's been a very positive conversation. Everyone sees growth. Everyone sees the opportunity that's in front of them. I think the real excitement is, and I can sometimes sense a little bit of fear, is how do we get there fast enough? Right?
Yeah.
How do we go and deliver on these commitments that our customers are requiring and these things that they're asking of us? So I see a lot of optimism, and I do believe that people see a very good 2019.
All right. That's a good sign and a great note to end it on. Bill, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
So there you have it. A look back at 2018 and a look forward to 2019 with Bill Brandel. I'd like to thank Bill for joining us for the podcast, thank Ingram MicroCanada for its continuing support of the site, and, of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back with its regular edition next Monday, and in that one we'll be joined by Sergio Farache, Senior Vice President of Strategy, Innovation, Cloud, and M&A for Tech Data. He'll join us to discuss a new aspect of the distributor's global cloud strategy, something they're calling Solutions Cloud Factory, a new end-to-end cloud offering system. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.